The following is brought to you in part by MFC Studios. The views and opinions of the show's hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect those of the owners, management, or staff of WGBB. And now, it came from the radio.
Into it came from the radio. This is your host, Mark Torres, speaking. Along with me in the studio, I have Hassan Godwin sitting across from me, who is silent. I was just wrong. And I have Charlie Saladino sitting next to him.
Hey, how are ya?
That's more animated.
Yeah. Happy, pippy, and bursting with love. Come on.
Say hi. No, not even. All right. And I'm also in the studio, but not speaking in any noise either, is our own Herman Snurcia. He's not really here. Once again, actually, what was it, last week, the president of people had him down.
So Herman he's missing in action, yeah. He's missing in action.
He should call.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
He should call just to tell us that he's, like, alive, but yeah. Whatever.
Well, he can't call to tell us that he's dead.
I've called him dead to where I work plenty of times.
I'm sorry, I'm not alive today.
Can't come in, I'm dead.
Does that work?
Maybe the first, only once. It only happens once.
It gets dead air on the other end of the phone. That's what it gets.
You know.
Well, at least there's no confrontation. That's a good thing.
That's you can't a good get part hollered at. You know? Yeah. Don't holler at me. I'm dead.
Leave me alone. I'm dead.
He said somebody at the job when I used to work way back when in Blockbuster. He said people call him at the job and they say, I'm sorry, he's dead. Just like because he didn't want to deal with people calling him. Yeah, it's just one of those things.
Excellent. I'm definitely going to do that from now on.
From now on.
I don't know if it's going to work.
No, like I said, it'll only work that one time. So if anybody's having any trouble listening on the air, you can go online to www.am1240wgbb.com. Listen to us on a live audio streaming. Also on the GBB website, you can actually log on and go see us on the webcam right now with 10-second picture delays. Of waving, but not Hassan, because
Hassan doesn't
he doesn't
wave.
Want to participate. Hassan, don't wave.
Don't wave.
Hassan, don't wave. Hassan, get evidence.
Exactly.
Machete, don't text.
Sometimes machete texts.
And, what is it? The phone number. That's it.
Yeah.
The phone number here
it's,
is
631-888-888.
Wow, you finally remember again.
No, it's right here.
It's right there next time.
Oh, destroying the illusion.
I'm sorry. I remember. I got a mind like
we've
a steel
trap. We've only been doing this for
2,000 years.
7 years?
Shh. That's enough of that.
The dead silence is like, oh, 7 years. Holy crap.
Really? 7 years? Is that all?
Yeah, that's
it. Feels like so much longer.
Oh, and
well, there have been hiatuses in the.
For overall. But we've been over a year with the new show. Yay.
Yay. Came for the radio. Yay.
And actually, it's funny that Herman has not been back since we had the new year. Yeah. Like, I'm not coming in.
Yay.
1 year's enough.
Yay, no Herman.
And, and just for the ironic point that I need to make is. He's the one who made us change our time zones to Wednesday so we can make it.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's ironic.
Way to go, Herman.
Ironic, Herman.
Well done, Herman.
Yeah.
So, actually...
nice planning.
Let me just take it away with the news.
Take it away with the news, Mark.
First thing, we have a pre-contest. This will be our first pre-contest ever. The very nice folks at the New York Comic Con has decided to give us some passes to give away.
Huh.
So what we're going to do next week, we're going to have a big old pre-convention show to talk about what to do and what not to do at a convention for you first-time goers. And we'll be giving away passes to the con
at that same
next
show.
Week.
It's
yes.
It's a full theme show.
Yes, that's right. So next week, you guys, listen in. Tell your friends. Next week, we're going to be giving away weekend passes.
Or don't tell your friends, so you can get passes
for yourself.
And then sell them to your friends.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
We're not condole selling.
We
reselling a free pass ticket.
Capitalism is
we'll
not
we'll have a
it.
Contest. Whoever could guess how many times Herman wasn't here is the winner.
So, yes,
that's
we'll be
easy.
Doing that next week. So you guys listen in next week. It'd be awesome.
Yay, you guys. Yay. You guys who are listening in this week.
Sorry for you guys listening this week.
This week is not going to be awesome.
Start a trend and keep listening every week. That'll be good.
Yeah, that
works for us.
So speaking of this week, next week, and the previous weeks that have come and left.
Oh, those are previous weeks.
Yes. Resident Evil, Afterlife, led at the box office, earning $27.7 million over the weekend. The executives say it's the fourth Resident Evil film, all of which is starring Mila Jovovich. This installment opened better than the previous three movies. Sony says it had all of what its core audience was looking for and more.
Which was absolutely nothing.
Wrong.
It had so much of nothing. It was overflowing with nothing.
Wrong. And it made more because it was 3D IMAX.
Yeah, that's it.
That's why.
So it pulled off at $27 million. The American, which was first last week, fell to third.
Wow.
5.9 million takers came up to number two. And Machete is in number fourth with $4.2 million.
Hold on to four, but it was number two last week.
Yeah.
So it fell. They both
went down and Takers went up, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Oh well. Well, there haven't been a good run of movies lately.
Well, this actually shows.
The Town's gonna come out this week. That might
do something. Town and Devil by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, whatever.
I like his stuff, except for the last one.
We can't do this on the air.
What I find interesting is that on the top 10, Inception is still in the top 10 with $3 million at number 9.
It's a really good movie.
It's still pumping.
It's proof positive that Christopher Nolan is actually a good filmmaker, which you couldn't tell with the other Batman movies.
But he made Memento, which was awesome.
I didn't like Memento.
Really?
No, I wasn't a big fan of it.
Wow, did you see Memento, Tom? The guy had the memory played backwards trying to solve the mystery.
No, I did not.
Don't worry, Charlie. Don't see it.
It was an awesome movie.
If you watch the first 5 minutes of it, you've seen the whole movie. You've seen the end. You see where it's going.
It's shot backwards. Yeah, so I know. The ending is the beginning.
That's ridiculous. I just thought it was a gimmick, and I don't like gimmick movies. It was kind of like Pulp Fiction.
So you didn't like Nick of Time with Johnny Depp? That was a real time movie.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Really?
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I don't know about awesome.
Your
definition of awesome and mine are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, we've already established that. Yeah. Yes. All right, moving along.
Please do.
A couple of weeks ago, we mentioned the Spider-Man play that's going to be coming out on Broadway.
Yes.
And a new, brand new villain is going to be introduced in the play. It's going to be a villainess, who has a costume composed of Swiss Army knives. And any guesses to what this name of the character is going to be?
Swiss Army guy.
What do you got?
God only knows.
Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss, exactly.
No, it's not.
it's going to be called Swiss Miss. That is the name of the bad guy. Wow.
I'm glad you said that.
I was like, wow, he's close. And then, man, you hit it out of the park with that one.
Swiss Miss.
not for anything. We do not go over the news beforehand. So he just pulled that out of the air.
I'm not at all proud of that.
He doesn't even have his laptop with him.
That's just a joke. That was just a joke. And I was actually really proud of myself about how clever my joke was, how cleverly bad my joke was. And
I was going to turn to you and say, my God, that's bad. And then he said, that's right. I went, my God, hey, okay.
Yeah, so the...
No, it's not. It's a woman, and she's got a Swiss Army knife, and it's called Swiss Miss.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what? A friend of mine is playing drums for that play.
Really?
He plays drums, Joe Ortiz. And hey, I got to ask him about that. I got to ask him about
that. Speaking of drums, she put it in a band. They should get, who were the others? The Mysterio, Electro.
Oh, have their own rock band?
Yeah, it's Mysterio, Electro, Doc Ock, wasn't it?
And the Greek guy, Gyro.
Dr. Doom, and the two others. I think it was the Blue Beetle, or the Shocker.
Scorpion.
It was the Shocker in this story. Yeah, that's the Sinister Six. Right? So it should be Swiss Miss and the Sinister Six. Come on.
That's so 80s.
It's a heck of a band.
They're
going
to have their own band. They'll play the Spider-Man song.
Because it's a play. It's a musical play, right?
It is.
Swiss Miss and the Sinister Six. They should have them all there.
I'd have money for that. It'd be funny if I said, that one's not really in it.
No, that's Swiss Miss is bad enough that's going to happen. So why can't we get Swiss Miss and the Sinister Six?
I
why can't? Is Dr. Doom one of the Sinister Six?
No. It's a... Sandman, Doc Ock.
Sandman. Tarantula is the one I missed.
Scorpion.
Yeah. And the
Lizard. Right?
And the Lizard. I had the Blue Beetle and Doctor Doom in there, which weren't supposed to be there.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, is her necklace going to be made out of mini marshmallows?
Oh, we got Tom laughing for that one. No, you got Tom. All right.
I try.
I don't know.
You try harder.
I know.
Try a little harder.
That's only the beginning of the show. They all get right. bad as it goes.
Man, Swiss, please. See, this is the thing. This is why. All right. I can't say any. I've had a bad week. I really have. And that just.
Semantic.
That takes a cake. That's taking a cake away. That is coming into my house with a hammer, breaking through the window, and taking the fresh cake that's on my kitchen table and right. running out of the door with it. That just takes the cake.
You know what my thoughts are?
No. What are your thoughts?
I wonder what the rejected names were.
No.
If that's the name.
Let's
that they
not.
Got.
Don't even speculate. But there right. were no rejected names.
That was the
there
first
were
one
no.
that came up. With.
Someone saw a Swiss Miss packet and said, Swiss Miss, we should have a woman. She should be a villain. And she should have a Swiss Army knife.
Just
and
one?
That's, yeah. Or a set of, like a bandolier of
God.
Of Swiss Army. I'm done.
Okay. So speaking of...
I can't wait to talk to my friend Joe about this. Like, how much noise does that make as she goes across the stage? And they wear those clip-on mics.
Yeah.
It's like...
Wow. Speaking of Marvel Comics.
Mr. Yeah, Segway.
Marvel Comics.
Atlas Comics, which...
Wait, that's not Marvel.
Atlas Comics, which was a 1970s upstart designed to rival Marvel
Atlas
Comics.
Atlas is just holding us up, man.
Is being revived. They're being revived for the Comic-Con, New York Comic-Con, next month.
You got that joke.
No, sorry. Jason Goodman, the grandson of Marvel founder Martin Goodman, revealed that it is his line that is posed to be revived again at the beginning of October with characters such as the Phoenix and the Grim Ghost. He
the
says...
Phoenix. Not the Dark Phoenix.
No, just the Phoenix.
The Phoenix from Atlas Comics.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
He says, quote, although my grandfather eventually sold Marvel, he insisted on keeping Atlas Comics in the family. As a result of his vision, Atlas Comics is the largest individually held library of comic book heroes and villains on the planet. We have 28 titles, hundreds of characters imagined by some of the greatest minds in the industry.
Wow, I've never heard of them.
I've heard of Atlas Comics. They were, okay. You know, it was around the time it was a timely.
No, you know they're big when Disney buys them.
Yes.
That's, you'll know they're big. They'll make a couple of movies with those comic
and my little statement will go out into the ether and ask, you know, like, oh, Mr. Godwin doesn't know who they are. Like,
how
let's
could
show
they not
him.
Know?
Yeah. How dumb is he? Darn it.
According to this, in 1972, Goodman sold Marvel Comics, and by June 1974, he decided to want to keep his hand and created Atlas Comics.
I was born in 1973. So I wouldn't know. I wouldn't have known until
later,
12 years later.
You were
well,
born,
you know, timely
you were born
comics.
The year after I graduated high school. Wow,
that's just
ever
funny.
Be born after I graduated high school again.
I won't do that again.
Okay.
Wow. I can't even go anywhere with that. So, yeah, so he...
So did Mark.
No. I'm not...
You didn't graduate high school?
Nope.
Fair enough. I don't know where we met then.
I remember that day. Yeah. I'll never forget that day. So Martin Goodman hired editor Larry Lieberman, who was Stan Lee's brother, to work on the rival comics of...
Riley Leaves for Lieberman.
Yeah. The rival comics, and now they fell apart after all their properties were designed to start mimicking their rival. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, it's the same thing. We just go buy Marvel instead of buying these guys. They went out of business, and they held on to the properties, and now they're coming back.
That's why you shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't imitate?
You should try not to, or not to be so obvious about an imitation.
Hollywood is full of imitations.
Well, sometimes it works, but most times it doesn't.
Okay.
And we all know what does everyone always say about them?
Oh, that's a ripoff of this.
Yeah, it's what everyone said about the Munsters. It would rip off of the Addams Family. You know?
Yeah. They should have had a fight.
They did. Fight. That would have been great, but they didn't. So now we move on.
Yes. moving on to sad news. We have some sad news. actor Kevin McCarthy, who played the frantic doctor trying to save his friends and neighbors in a science fiction movie classic, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, has died at the age of 96.
Wow. He almost made it.
Yeah.
He pushed it 4 more years. He would have made it.
And what would he have gotten?
Nobody.
He would have gotten absolutely nothing.
Nobody is more aggravated than he is.
Oh, wait. Tom has a comment. What would he have gotten?
Anyone who gets to be 100 years old gets a signed letter from the president. If you win fame no other way, that's your chance.
Is that true?
That's absolutely true. If you make it, you get a signed letter from the president if you make it to 100 years.
He would have got a letter from Sarah Palin.
Wow.
What? What'd I do?
Sarah Palin.
I
lost my voice.
Sarah Palin's back. Yeah.
Yeah, I lost the reaction. Sarah Palin.
Yeah. Sarah Palin. Yes.
So he also, he died Saturday in a Cape Cod hospital. They wouldn't reveal the cause of death or any other details. Most people would know him.
The cause of death? He was 96 years old.
Maybe some guy came
in
there.
He got hit by a car. Yeah. It's like the guy from I don't remember his real name. His name, but the guy played Q in all the James Bond movies and most of
the. Yeah, he with the car.
He died in a car accident. I mean, he was up there. He was pushing it. So everyone was like, oh, he's gonna retire because he's getting old. He's gonna die. And he goes out like a teenager. You know, in a sports car.
Yeah, when they always say cause of death wasn't – the cause of death is always not breathing.
Yeah, the cause of death is being alive anymore.
Yeah.
That reminds me of – wow, this is going to go
Stephen
back.
Wright. Stephen Wright's joke is like that. Stephen Wright's joke says, you know, that he died suddenly. It's like, well, everyone dies suddenly.
Right.
You know? You say you're alive, you're alive, you're not, you know?
Well, like most people die on their deathbed.
Which is why would you get on it?
Yeah.
You knew.
Your deathbed. Come on. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm not getting on that. No, I got 4 more years till I get the letter from the president.
I'm getting myself a letter.
Yeah. I'm getting that letter. Keep that bed away from me.
That's fantastic.
I wonder if he starts writing it before the birthday so he can get there on the 100th day, and then sometimes, you know, they have to intercept it if he doesn't make it.
Like he writes it.
I'm just wondering.
No.
Anyway. That reminds me of a TV show that Anthony Perkins did many in the 90s. It was a pilot that it aired, and it didn't get picked up for obviously it was
psycho.
So horrible. But there was one line that I remember to this day. They were talking. He was running a hotel or something, you know.
Perkins.
Yeah.
Wow.
And,
what a stretch.
And I think it was the female lead. She asked him
a shower.
No, it was no shower.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Through the people.
She asked him about how somebody died, and I think
in the shower
he died of natural causes. And the girl says natural causes, and he says yeah, he fell on the stairs and broke his neck, so naturally he died.
Oh boy.
I should have delivered it better, but I was trying to get it out.
No, I understand, because we kept interrupting you. I've heard that joke. I've heard that joke before.
I've never heard
it. The people have been shot. It's like, well, they died of natural causes. Well, that was in No Country for Old Men.
Oh, see?
They died of natural causes. Natural as pertains to the line of work that they were in, which is all being shot in the desert and then bloating and then being found by several other people. That was like the most unmonitored crime scene in movie history.
The desert?
Yeah. In No Country for Old Men, because 50 people wandered onto that crime scene before the cops decided to do something about it.
I've actually driven to the desert. It's not a lot of anything to see.
You just don't know what you're looking for.
That's true.
But mostly everyone's buried. You know, no one's they don't have bodies
not
lying out in the desert anymore. Yeah, we're dead. Hey, in a group. To get off this subject.
Besides being in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, he was also in films such as The Gathering of Eagles, Best Men, Mirage, Hotel, The Howling, twice on the movie, Inner Space, Dark Tower, Just Cause, The Distinguished Gentleman, Steel Big, Steel Little, and he also had a tiny, tiny role in the Marilyn Monroe movie The Misfits.
Okay, cool.
His first marriage produced 3 children, and his second produced 2. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
He was prolific.
Yeah.
96, though. Good for him.
Yeah.
Although I would have pushed it for the 40th. Okay. I want my letter from the president.
That would be on your tombstone. He didn't get his letter from the president.
That's not funny. I don't know why I laughed at that.
So I know that Charlie is dying to tell us his little bit of news. So why don't you take it away with the
Every once in a while, I'm going to have a segment called Insane News. Okay.
Insane News.
Yes. AKA WTF.
All right, and I just have to throw this out to everybody. Did anybody see the meat dress on the MTV with Lady Gaga?
I didn't until just now.
Oh, my God. She's wearing a dress of meat.
Raw meat. It wasn't even cooked.
Cooked
meat would have been sweet.
And this, the butcher, Otto Manelli cut the beef and then gave it to the designer, who took 2 days to make the dress. And they interviewed Otto Manelli, and he was sort of breaking it down. He was going, I cut the meat, gave it to her, took 2 days to make the dress, and she's on the TV show, and the lights are hot. I got to smell bad, you know. But the killer is...
Oh, there's more.
This is the reason she wore the dress, according to the Daily News, September 14th issue. She wore it not to make a statement about vegetarians, but to...
which would have been like, vegetarians are lame.
Normal.
That would have been her statement if she wore a suit of meat.
It had something to do about the plight of the gays in the military. Okay?
Does it say specifically... Do we have a connection how we get from the military?
No, we don't. This is the insane part of the news.
No one asked her, like, well,
she was on the Elaine DeGeneres show. Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Ellen DeGeneres.
She was on Elaine DeGeneres show, and Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Now, you know I have problems with names.
Did Ellen hand her some, like, Worcestershire sauce?
No, but Ellen came out in a salad bikini just because she's a vegetarian.
Wow.
So, you know, she came out. But... she explains that
dark times.
Lady Gaga is trying to explain this, and she explains that
if
we don't stand up for what we believe in, you know, by wearing a meat dress about gays in the military, she goes, we're going to have as much right as the meat on our bones. Are you freaking insane? Are you insane? I read that. My head started hurting.
Would it have been better if she said, you know, I was just hungry, so I decided I didn't want to get up.
No, what about I'm just so insane? What if she said that? Well, I wanted to get the thing
that... She's insane because if you're insane, you know you're insane.
Her hat was a piece of flank steak. I'm not kidding. Look, it's a flank steak.
I don't want to look at it. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Is she insane?
Yes.
You don't know if you're insane.
We're going to have as much right as the meat on our bones. What does that mean?
I don't think
what
she's
does it
insane.
Mean? Call in now. Tell me.
I think that the bus left from Pandora, and she just refused to get on it. That's what happened. I think she's on her own planet.
I think she's just a couple of fries short of a Happy Meal.
Oh. Maybe she is like a robot future killer cyborg type thing who malfunctions somehow.
This is my insane news of this week. Lady Gaga's meat dress, which the news was very creative. They called her Lady Tata. Lady Tata, yes.
We can't top that.
Got nothing for that.
I figured I just mentioned that because it was making my head hurt.
So that was from the desk of Charlie Saladino.
That was called
News.
The Weird and the Wonderful.
We will take our break. We'll be right back with Kings on the Radio.
Hi, this is Amory. You've heard my voice open and close the show. Now we want to hear your voice. If you have a business or product, you can record a commercial here. We offer 30 and 60 second spots. For more information, contact Mark at MFC_studios@hotmail.com. And now, here's some music.
The stars are clear. The planets shine. We've won. Oh, some dark force, no doubt, will show its face once more. The wheel will always turn. But for now, it's calm. And for a little time, at least, we can rest.
Was hot. Now back to our show.
And we are back with the Camping Radio. This is along with, I didn't say what, this is your host Mark Torres speaking along with Son Godwin and Troy Saladino. Remember, we are live.
Not on tape.
No, they remember now. So and they're well aware of it right now.
As Charlie was so, he just pulled it out of thin air. What was that musical interlude from?
Star Crush.
There you go. The end Star credits. Crush. So thank you, Tom O'Blanett.
The amazing epic with Caroline Munro and David Hasselhoff, which the movie which Herman determined that he had no shoulders. Not Herman, but David Hasselhoff.
David Hasselhoff?
Yeah, which I don't know why Herman was looking at his shoulders. Well, but
he's got things for shoulders.
Yeah.
He's walking around the big city rollers.
David, I was noticing your lack of shoulders.
I know. What's wrong with shoulders? How come you have no shoulders? Answer me.
He just has the arms just flailing out.
They come right out of his pectoral muscles.
I don't know. So, Charlie, do you have a question of the week?
I have sort of a semi-question of the week. I have a gentleman by the name of Tito Sotomayor.
Hello, Tito.
And he wrote just a letter to me saying, hey, I heard you and Herman talking about the old days in Ozone Park and the casino and the left. That's where I'm from, and that's where I used to go to. And I used to watch every Saturday. We watched at least we had to be in the same theater. We watched two Hammer features. He says, I never see any Hammer movies. Whatever happened? And oddly enough, Hammer just came out with another film called Let Me In. And that's coming out recently. That is Hammer's. They're coming back. They're making a comeback.
Wow.
They're making a comeback. And that's coming out shortly. Tell them to go to the Tito, go to the movie database sort of thing.
Just go to the movies.
It's a remake, though.
No, it's not a remake. It's a new movie.
Let Me In, the vampire, little vampire girl?
Yeah, little vampire. That's
a remake of what?
It's a remake of a movie, a Swedish movie called Let the Right One In. Which is a movie adaptation of a book, which also has the same title, Let the Right One In.
So, oh, okay. I meant to say it's a brand new.
It's a brand new Hammer film.
It's a remake of the thing. Yeah, okay.
And the film was I think Let the Right One In was 2007, 2008, so it's a very recent movie.
Yeah.
So let me ask a follow up question then: would it be considered a remake if it's just a different version of a different?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Like Wreck and Quarantine, that's a remake.
Yeah.
I think it would be an adaptation of the film.
What's the difference? It's the film is remade. And if you say, well, are you saying...
Not what the,
Are you saying you slap a new title on it? It's not a remake. It's now an adaptation.
Well, I'm just saying because one's from a different country, so you know it's a little different.
If it's a film.
Oh, that's all right. They got the wasn't the Ring or something?
Yeah, the Ring.
So those are remakes.
Those are remakes from
Japanese horror movies.
I never really considered them remakes. I just
they
American, that doesn't mean they're not remakes.
It just means you don't consider them.
American TV rips off Britain all the time with that.
Yeah,
they do remakes of shows.
Exactly.
So hello. So the Three's Company,
The Office.
Do you count that as a remake of what was it? Upstairs, no. Upstairs, downstairs, no.
No, no.
It was
a remake of a British show, but I don't remember the name of the British show.
Well,
do you know it, Tom? Tom doesn't know it.
But I remember that Sanford and Son was a remake of the British show Steptoe and Company.
Right, and the guy who was in that was Paul McCartney's grandfather in Hard Day's Night.
Look at that.
Yeah.
But it's not his real grandfather. It's the guy who
played his grandfather. No, it was the guy who played his grandfather. He was also in that series.
Still.
The one that Tom
just... See? That's what I'm saying. So those are remakes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Darn it.
I've been pretty
darn it, Mark.
Yeah. So what was Daniel, Joe? I forgot the name. Why can't I remember the people's names who sent in the question?
Tito?
Tito.
Sotomayor.
Yeah, Tito.
Yeah, so I just wanted to tell him that, and we had to be in theaters all the time together if he went Saturday.
Maybe he was one of the guys that was throwing the cigarettes at the screen. Was that?
No. Well,
that was one of those guys.
No.
No.
Lucky. Sounds. We're going to find that guy.
Yeah.
The cigarette pulled up.
Why?
But
We all paid money. Why?
And he was very adamant. I can't believe you and Herman were in that movie.
Yeah, it's one of those small world type things.
Yeah. And what were the odds he would have heard the show?
Yeah. Yay for the internet.
Yay for the internet.
Yeah, because I'm telling you why. He lives in Jersey.
Oh, he's in Jersey.
Well, that explains everything.
He's in Jersey.
What's he living there for?
God only knows.
So thank you.
That's like when you go to Herman's house and who lives in Staten Island. And you could tell the people live in Staten Island because you get there from like Long Island or another borough and you go, what's that smell? And they go, what smell? Same with Jersey. It's like, what's that smell? What's
Staten
smell?
Island listeners.
Yeah, there you go. Those five listeners we had.
No. I'm just stating a fact. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's a bad smell.
It's just a smell.
It's just
it's
strong enough to be noticed.
It's a different smell other than Brooklyn or Queens.
All right. So thank you, Tito, for sending us a question. And if you ever want to have your question read on the air, you can email me at mfc_studios@hotmail.com. You can find Charlie on the street corner out there.
Right outside the studio.
Signing books that are not his.
Yes, book
and,
signings.
Where can they find you, Hassan? Where can they find you?
They can't find me.
They can't find you? They have to go.
Send everything to my Pandora P.O. box, and I'll get it eventually.
In 6 to 9 months?
Yes. And I'll be sure to answer it.
So write Dear Future Hassan.
And that's next day express mail.
Exactly.
Right? Yes, there you go.
Exactly.
This week we're going to be talking about the movie Resident Evil, as we mentioned it earlier today. It's the number one movie. Basically, is the fourth film in the franchise. It's a 3D movie, which made it get a whole bunch of extra money, starring Mila Jovovich and what was her name? Claire, the girl who played Claire.
Oh, Ally Lauder.
Yes, Ally Lauder, who was in the second, third movie.
Very hot.
She was in the second one, and she was also in the first and second Final Destination movies and the Heroes.
Yeah, so, you know.
And she's also Lemon Drop. Still haven't seen that, have you?
No.
It's on every. It's for vodka. It's for it's for Absolute, I think.
Mm-hmm. So
Lemon Drop.
So it was a zombie apocalyptic movie. What else is there to say about the idea of the movie? It just carries along the story.
Zombies still haven't wiped everyone out yet.
Zombies
are taking their time.
Well, they're all slow moving.
Not the ones in Resident Evil.
And this one they were.
Ooh.
I felt they were pretty slow in this one.
They weren't really in it. Well, that was the problem.
Well, the guy with,
when they got to the roof, they were pretty fast. Didn't they chase her off the roof and she jumped off the roof and did that ballsy, leap off the,
All right, so let's say the zombies aren't as coordinated as they should be for taking over the world. It's been four movies and I haven't done it yet.
There's an unwritten rule where there are just certain things that zombies can't do. Even though they should be able to, they have complete control of their motor reflexes, and they can sometimes they can climb things, but mostly they can't, and they can't.
They can't climb fences.
No, they can't climb fences, and they can't climb. They can't climb scaffolding. They can't climb pipes and stuff like that. but sometimes they can.
And they can never speak French.
I thought they were always speaking French.
Nothing, but they can't do it.
But that was French. Ooh la la. Ooh la la. Yeah. That's what they're yelling. Arwing. That's what they're yelling.
Yeah, it's like, arwar.
It goes all our French.
That's it. Je m'appelle
we lost
Stilo
the whole country of France.
That's it.
So we all saw this movie, and I'm just going to do the usual round table of what we do with the movie. So we're going to start with Charlie, because he just saw it. So, Charlie, what did you think of the movie?
It's fresh in his mind.
Let me just say, I like the Resident Evil movies.
Right.
But this one,
just as good as that Lady Gaga dress?
I'm telling you.
At least you could eat the dress.
It's the thing that jumped the shark for me. In the movie,
yeah.
There was one thing.
Meat dress and a shark.
And I'm not Mr. Giveaway, as we know
Mr.
who that
Giveaway.
Is. Yeah. But there was one thing that jumped the shark for me in the movie. It was slower than the other ones. I felt it was slower than the other ones, except like it had more downtime than the other ones, I think.
Okay.
And you know, it's my least favorite.
Okay, Hassan. Did you like? Well, let's
no.
Say, you didn't like the other friend. The other.
I do. I like the first one.
Okay.
I didn't like the second one so much. I thought the third one was okay.
All right, so with that understanding, what do we have for the
fourth
one?
It's just. Look, it wasn't. It's not a bad movie as zombie movies go. As people, you know, I mean, what do you go to see a zombie movie for? See zombies get killed in heinous ways, you know, and
see people get killed.
Yeah, mostly people get killed in heinous ways, and see the world in ruins and fire and brimstone and stuff like that, and Mila with a sword cutting people in half. And you got all that. It has all of that.
And mind-blowing 3D.
Yes, in mind-blowing. My mind wasn't blown, though, but it was the 3D is not bad. And the 3D, obviously the movie was made for 3D, so the 3D is actually quite good. The long, drawn-out plot, like Charlie said, in the beginning, the mystery in the beginning that we're not going to reveal, but there's kind of a mystery in the beginning, and it's this long kind of search and whatever, and... You know, I found myself asking, you know, this is a ridiculous detail, but I wondered what her plane was fueled on, because she never refueled the plane, and after a zombie apocalypse, you have fossil fuel for a
zombie juice. That's it.
A propeller plane. That's zombie juice. Okay, fine. That's probably how it goes. And the Umbrella Corporation, which still has armies and armies of, you know, like thousands and thousands of subordinates or whatever. So obviously the world is still
moving
going
around,
on
right.
Underground somewhere, and these people just haven't gotten to it yet. So it's not a bad movie to watch if you just want to. I mean, everyone who goes to see it is not going to see Shakespeare. They know what they're going to see. But I don't know. By the fourth movie, you haven't gotten to the point yet. We're at movie four, and you haven't like uncovered the underbelly of this evil corporation that destroyed the world. You haven't come close to cracking that mystery. It's you're drawing it out. You know. I mean, it if it works, it works. It's number one. So whatever. What do I know? But I thought it was terrible.
I liked the other three. I enjoyed each one in succession as they gotten better. In my opinion, each one has gotten better, more enjoyable. I don't know about better, just more enjoyable.
Fair
personal enough. Taste. And this one, I hated it. Nobody's business. I'm sitting there like, man, if I did not see this in 3D, I'd be very, very disappointed.
If you didn't see it for free, you'd be mad.
Oh, yeah, that too. That too.
And that's always a plus, yeah.
If you take away the 3D, the gimmick that was the 3D, that movie was terrible. I'm sitting there like, oh, this looks nice. That looks nice.
Yeah.
But
there's
you take away that 3D,
stuff.
But I'm sitting there thinking, why just got stupider? The plot got stupider?
Oh, yeah.
Well, nothing made
a lot
sense.
There were a lot of pretty scenes. The action was great.
Yes,
and I love the music. I thought the music was fantastic for the
yes.
film. And especially that opening scene, which showed
the whole
with the rain and stuff like that. That's great. And then the rest of the film was like, okay, so it's just
it was hills and valleys.
Yeah,
that's what bothered me the most about it. The first 10-15 minutes of the movie I thought was awesome. It was like a direct continuation of the other ones. It was great. And then they just take a nosedive going off somewhere else to try and start a new movie, new franchise. And I'm like,
I think
what
biggest,
the hell is going on?
I think the biggest problem I had with it was that it kind of promised that it was going to be a little deeper by the nature of the mystery that it set forward. And as you go on, you kind of have to check your clock. But as time passes rapidly and nothing has happened, it starts to dawn on you that they're not going to unravel this mystery to any satisfaction, and to the point where they just kind of don't. You know, they do reveal kind of what happened,
yeah.
But they don't really go into depth. They reveal the events that took place that caused the mystery, but they don't reveal why the mystery happened in the first place. And I was slower to dislike it than you were, but it dawned on me when I knew there was only about 10-15 minutes left of the film, and they hadn't come close to figuring out what this mystery was yet. That was like, oh, either it's going to be a cliffhanger, you know, or it's going to be, by the way, you know, daffodils are daisies, you know, and we're done, you know. So it I don't know.
When they were in the
credits rolled and I was like, I'm going home.
When they were in the plane, just like when they froze it and it was all, you know, nice and special effect-y, and then like 10 seconds later, like, wait a minute, that makes no sense.
I know, we can't even go into that, but that made no sense.
And that was the
beginning.
That was the turn.
That was the hard right.
Like, I'm staying over here. Keep on going over there.
And also, I just have to say one thing. Do not leave till after the credits roll, into the credits.
Yeah, because it's important for the movie. Because if you're leaving, like, what the hell is that? You go, oh. Yeah. All right, what the hell was that?
Yeah, you'll know what I mean when you see it.
I don't understand what that is.
Because people actually walked out the minute the credits were
on. And they missed that.
I can understand that. And then they missed
it. You can understand that.
Because I was halfway down the stairs. I just went really up high. Yeah. So
there's nothing after the credits. There's nothing when it's credits, but it's during the credits.
You got to give it like two or three minutes.
Yeah.
Give it a minute.
So don't do that. But as far as what I call shock action, where you jump, and there was a lot of that stuff.
I was talking to a couple of people who, you know, come out the movie, and they seem to like it, but the general consensus, from what I understand, is because a lot of things in that movie, which weren't really explained, if you don't know what's going on, were in the video game, and this is a movie based off a video game.
Yeah,
so they're happy that, hey, this thing was in the video game, hey, this thing was in the video game, and they threw it in the movie, and that's why they were happy. So that's an interesting point to think of. Like, Transformers, you know, I was jumping up and down when they had the sound of the transforming. Like, oh, they put the sound in a movie. And I was so happy that the rest of it was terrible. But I was happy for those 2 seconds. So I'm thinking maybe that's a point that they were trying to get across to that target audience. Put it in it's in the game, it's in the movie.
Sure.
You don't think so? I'm
sure it works. I just think it's a terrible substitute for actual substance. But, you know, sure. You know, why not? It works. These kids are going to go. None of these kids can read anyway. So, you know, why not go to a movie and see something blow up? See, what's her name? You know, wield samurai swords.
In the rain.
Yeah. Why not?
Another thing that was pretty weird for me, and I was noticing this in the movie, and I want to see if you guys feel the same way. Alice,
who's
very cold,
she doesn't live here anymore.
A very strong woman,
right,
was sort of a little more softer in this movie. Did you notice that? Like when she met one of the characters, she was more or less like...
Well, there's an inconsistency with that, because they say that something particular happened to her in the beginning of the film, and then nothing seemed different for the rest of the film. She still performed the way she performed in the other three previous films. So,
right, but I felt that her attitude was more of a softer, softer kind of portrayal of
I wasn't even that deep. No. I was sitting there thinking, why are they doing that?
Why are they doing that?
That's what I was sitting there thinking.
I was saying, usually because I've watched, as you did, watch the other ones, and Alice, strong, cold.
Take charge.
Not showing any emotion, and she was really, like, to me, showing more emotion in this film than in the others.
Maybe they gave her more range because they had less of a script. Who knows?
Here's what never works, okay? The guy on the top of the building or in the scaffolding or somewhere behind a billboard, the sniper who's just sitting there shooting zombies as they walk by for sport, he's never going to make it. In every movie, he gets killed. I don't see why they never see it coming, too. It's always one of those situations where there's two snipers talking.
I got one.
Oh, you got that one.
Ah!
Oh, my God! have? You know, it's like, what?
Hey,
that old gag? You know,
good,
like,
sure,
oh, that's old chestnut. It just, it never worked. Like, and they did that gag in the second one. Like, so it's like, okay, guys, you know, you're running out of zombie gags.
Yeah, and it's like...
And there's not a lot of zombies in this film. I mean, the zombies are there. They kind of just kind of take up the background.
Yeah, they're not...
They're always that pending threat that's in the background, but they're not part of the plot at all.
Except for the one that was in the video game, and you guys out there would know.
And who the heck...
But that's what I'm saying. You wouldn't know. And I was like, oh, he's in the game. It's awesome. I was like, all
so
right.
So what?
But it made no sense for him to appear... In the movie, if you did not know who that
was. What was it? I guess it was one of the Umbrella Corp monsters.
It was steroids.
It was Anakin Skywalker with a hammer.
It was the tallest one.
what really, and beyond the right-hand turn that took me out of the movie, they introduced the jerk character of the movie. Like, all right. Why is it that in every zombie movie, every horror movie, there has to be the jerk guy
that betrays them all?
Yeah, like, you know, let him go die. If he wants to try and leave the group, all right, see you later. Yeah. Go get killed. Not,
it's a formula.
Hey, don't leave us.
It's a formulaic plot device that drives me crazy. Because if you and in the Dawn of the Dead movie, they left that guy in charge of the door.
Yes. Get me in charge of the door.
Yeah,
okay.
You better open this door when you come running back.
It's like, he's not going to open the door. he didn't open the door for you that morning to go to Starbucks, you know? So he's not going to open the door when you're being chased by an army of zombies. Stop it. Bad plot.
Without giving a lot away, the part that killed me, and I'm sitting there going, are you crazy? That's when they... Look, they see the logo.
And I think it might be a trap.
It's a trap. So the door's open. They walk right in.
Yep, it's a trap. Well, you were right. Congratulations. Shake your hands. All right.
Hey, tell them what they won, Jack.
They got a letter from the president. Welcome to jump into the trap.
Yeah.
Like,
congratulations for living to be 100.
You won't be getting my letter for living 100 because you just won't.
I mean, we've many times said about zombie films that there's always the guy, oh, you know, let me look in this dark closet. Let me stick my hand in there.
But
if there's a sign that says this is a trap, this is a warning. Hey, let's go in there. That's far beyond the normal level of stupidity that people are in movies.
But nobody cares, man. It's number one.
It's a
nobody
trap.
Nobody cares.
It's a trap. They walk in, the door's closed. What a shocker.
What was I telling Osana that they left a note? It's a trap, and they're like, they wrote it on the thing. Like,
they're just taking dictation.
Perhaps he was a
Monty Python,
the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail. He wouldn't write. He'd just say it.
Maybe he was taking dictation. I think everybody just got stupider in this movie.
It worked. They put explosions and blood splatters in it. Yeah. Nobody cared.
But it looked really
it's
nice.
Like when your mom just gives you some, you know, it's just little bacon bits on whatever you have to. Oh, bacon bits.
Cheese makes it better.
Oh, vegetables. Yeah, like melted cheese on your vegetables. you just don't even realize you're eating nutrition.
So and it was amazing to me that the person in this film that you love to hate, the hate person in the film, could instantly fly a plane.
Yeah, they could all fly planes.
They could all fly
planes. Yeah, that's one of the rules. They watch the videotapes, you know, Surviving the Apocalypse.
Yeah,
well, what about the others?
What about the others?
That's what I'm saying. So let them understand.
I've never understood the aspect of a single person in a group of people betraying the group in a world full of zombies. You need at the bare minimum, you need other people to stave off a possible.
No, I can do it by myself because I'm a jerk.
No, you can't. Where are you gonna go? There's nowhere to go.
Especially if you betrayed everybody. You're going to lock yourself? Oh, crap. Now what do I do?
If these are the last 10 people on Earth, the last thing you want to do is piss all...
I screwed you all over. Ha-ha! Now what do I do? I don't know.
It makes no sense. That plot makes no sense. It's like Dr. Smith. You know, it's like, why keep screwing over the Robinson family? They're going to leave you on a planet, you know?
But they never do.
You don't have your own ship. Yeah, he takes advantage of their compassion.
Always aggravated me because...
Of course.
The pilot was always wanted to kill him or leave him alone. But it was like, the pain.
Oh,
the pain.
Yeah, we're raising the family it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, wait. Tom has something.
Originally, when Irwin Allen came up with Lost in Space, Dr. Smith was not in it, neither was the robot. Originally, the reason he was put in was the network demanded that there had to be a, quote, irritant on board. And I'm not quite sure how the robot
the
got into it.
Also ruled on my life then, right. too, because there's a couple of irritants in
Yeah, life. So at any rate, so they threw in Dr. Smith, and you see, the trouble was they'd already filmed like something like 4 hours of the show without him. So they had to like somehow work him in, despite the fact that most of the scenes he wouldn't be in it. So
yeah, and it's amazing that he was the reason they were out there.
Yeah,
he
messed them up.
And yeah, originally it wasn't supposed to be his fault. It was supposed to be a malfunction in the ship, plus hitting that meteor storm that they show in the first episode.
Look at that. Look at that. That's just craziness. So they're like, all right, we need an irritant in this. The zombies aren't enough. We're going to put this jerk in the movie to make trouble. And everybody's like, unless you were born yesterday, you're watching the movie like, all right, this guy's going to betray him, and we all want him to die already. So what was the point of having him in there? It's just upsetting to me. It really is.
I do the same thing. Like, I'll watch a horror movie like, you know, one of the slasher films, and I'll say, I hope you go first. And he never does. He's like next to the
But he wasn't even a good jerk, though. He wasn't even a good jerk. You know, you think of a good jerk, Paul Reiser from Aliens. That was a good jerk.
You didn't realize he was a bad guy until it was too late. You didn't – he was already – it happens
He was a jerk, though.
It happens like in real life, though. Like, a lot of times you just don't see people coming, you know, who mean you harm. That's why you get caught.
But this one, he had a sign. I'm going to betray you
Let's leave the plane up there unguarded, and let's leave him in charge of the door and all the other mistakes that they make. And you're like, I'm off the reservation now with you guys, because you guys have made so many mistakes that I wouldn't have made that I can't feel peril for you anymore.
And what I find weird about this movie, because I saw it in the 3D and free, is that while I didn't like it, I'm sitting there thinking, wow, this really looks nice. It's very rare that I can say I hated a movie, but it looked really pretty. I mean, I can say I did not enjoy Avatar. I said it was predictable, but it looked really nice. But this one, I can say I hate it. If it was not in 3D, I would be yelling up and down how much I hated this movie, but... That 3D,
it's got a lot of very nice effects. It's got a lot of, like I said, it was made to be 3D. It wasn't one of these movies that they decided it was going to be 3D after the fact.
Right.
And it had a lot of shots that were designed to utilize the 3D aspect very well. But it just, you know. And there wasn't even a lot of action.
It's very empty.
They find this building, they find these other people, which they always do in zombie movies. You always find these people hole up somewhere, and then it's a slow, steady, you know, smorgasbord of human flesh as the zombies take one at a time. And then they introduce the threat of the people burrowing into the building, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's like, okay, there's like a lot of build up, this pending threat, you know. Now we're going to get into these interpersonal relationships between these people, then we're going to, you know, we're going to start to care for some of them, and then we're going to see what. Nope. First of all, there was only like 5 of them, so there wasn't even a lot, so you can have a body count in the first place.
Right.
Second of all, they kind of all just went, okay, how do we get out of here? You know, we're going to... And every plan that they used to get out was a terrible plan that just didn't work. They ended up using none of the scenarios that they tried to get out of the situation in the first place.
And then all of a sudden they had a implement to get out. Didn't know where that came from.
Yeah, they just, oh, we're out.
Yeah, you know, it was like, what, wait. I didn't get up and go for popcorn. I'm like, I've been sitting here.
I think, you know, when they introduce the characters, they're like, all right, you're going to die first. You're going to be the jerk. You're going to be this guy. You're going to be that guy.
Remember they yelled that out in the theater with the girl with the water? I was like, yep, you're dead.
Like, nope, she's roll the dice. That's the one. I'm going to volunteer to do something extremely stupid. Oh, all right.
Oh, she's dead.
Red
shirt alert.
I just said, cancel Christmas. Yeah, that was it. You know, that's what I say. I mean, cancel Christmas. You're out.
And how long can you hold your breath?
Don't even get it. Ever since Alien Resurrection, they've had to have one of those.
It's so funny because when they did that, I just held my breath And I said, like,
I'm the dead.
No, I would never make the staircase.
I wouldn't even go. I'm like, all right, good luck, guys.
Well, they do that in Hollywood all the time, where people are going around these, like, mazes and these long, elaborate tunnels where they're going around, and they see light, and then they stop and contemplate whether they should go to the light.
They get to the camera, and they do one of these.
Yeah, exactly. And then they get out, and they're like, like they've been holding their breath. They look fine.
The one thing I can think of with the holding of breath was the Poseidon Adventure with Shelley. She was like, I'm an Olympic swimmer. Like, all right, at least there's some type of explanation.
Yeah.
He's trying to
and she still
try
bought
a
it.
Little bit.
She's still she had a heart attack after she was done.
And the new Poseidon Adventure with Kurt. I'm like, for a second, I was like, he
could do a whole show on that movie.
He's not going to make it. I was like, he's going to.
No, he's not.
However, with 2010, you didn't think he was going to make it. And then I was like, they stuck in the kid. And the kid was like, I'm going to go back. Like, oh, he's going to make it because they can't kill a kid off in a PG-13 movie.
No, I didn't even think that. I wasn't thinking at all by the end of the movie. I turned my brain off. That was the dumbest movie I've ever seen. And so I was like, I don't care if he dies.
Yeah,
I hope he dies.
Yeah, you don't think that this was you don't think that this was dumber?
No.
Really?
It wasn't dumber than 2010. No.
Really? Mm-mm. Wow. Did you see 2010?
No, I didn't.
Oh. And you should.
I wish I talked to you sooner for this. We didn't. But anyway, I'd just like to say before we close that go for the 3D if you want to go for anything. It was great 3D.
Yes, it was great 3D.
Yeah, Hassan, good 3D. I agree.
Hassan, final thought?
Don't go see it.
Don't go see it. Yeah. You have 3D. Rule is going to see it in 3D with you.
Oh, God.
Like the other three, then go see it. But don't expect anything.
If you're a Resident Evil fan, go see it. But this is definitely going to be your least favorite.
I can't even say that. I can say if you want to see something looking pretty, waste your $15 to go see it. If not, wait till you get the 3D TV at home and watch it. Because I would say don't recommend
it. You can wait $5,000.
Yeah, waste $5 out of $15. Right, yeah, okay. Right. Well, go to your friend's house.
Hey, you got the 3D.
Let's watch this.
I wasted the money.
I can't recommend it. Right. There's other pretty looking things out there that have a little more substance than this.
But they don't all have Mueller.
Mila. That about does it for this week on the Came From the Radio. You can join us next week, or you can see any of our shows online, which is awesome, on our site, www.itcamefromtheradio.com. Like I said, next week we're going to be doing our old con show. We're going to be giving away those passes, so it's going to be awesome. Make sure you guys tune in. We're also on podcast places such as Podcast Planets and iTunes, and you can always go to the www.itcamefromtheradio.com website and contact us there. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You have been listening to It Came From the Radio with Mark Torres. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests did not necessarily reflect the views of WGBB, the owners, or staff. And now we return you to your earthly scheduled broadcast.